This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Skype username, lrn.fm. And, of course, as always, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Mark and Ian in the studio. I'm Ian.
I'm Mark.
We're going to talk, actually, Mark, about your experience in Vegas. I teased it last week, not really knowing when we were going to get the chance to discuss it, because right. We ended up going to San Francisco in the middle of the week, and then
I left a couple of weeks ago to do Freedom Fest. I was gone for a week. I went straight to San Francisco. We had to do
after Freedom Fest,
Vegas, right? From Freedom Fest to San Francisco for D10E, we had to do a live to tape show there because of the sort of the constraints under which we were working, and then we had to come back here on a red eye, and then of course Saturday night, which tends to be the show just it's less about the hosts, I guess, more about what's going on, and then, you know, now's the first day we would have had a chance to even talk about it.
So you told me last week that you got robbed in Vegas. Now, when I hear about somebody getting robbed, I think weapon. Somebody's holding you up at knife point or gun point.
Yeah, you were very, once I told you the story, you didn't really act like, like you felt like this was a genuine robbery.
I would consider it a scam more so than an actual robbery, but there was definitely some force used against you. I mean, that was true.
That's kind of the definition of robbery, you know, like somebody steals something and uses force, that's a robbery. But nonetheless, yeah. I'll tell the story rather than sort of tickling around it here.
You were alone.
Yep. I arrived in Las Vegas after 22 hours in transit from my house to Vegas.
Your wife came with you, but she was, in the hotel room or something like
that? She was in the hotel. We had to spend the night in Midway sleeping in chairs. I slept in chairs. She pretty much stayed up all night. She really can't sleep like that. So I let her crash in the hotel. She had packed up a bag for me to, bring the microphone stands and the, the papers and all the things that we needed. It was probably a 50-pound suitcase bag. And I was going to wear my suit, obviously, so I'm wearing my suit, and I'm pulling this heavy bag behind me. I miscalculated on how far the hotel was to the convention casino thing, and I would have probably have taken an Uber if I'd have known the distance, but, I was going along. And for those that know the area, and some will, I was heading down. I was on the, I was going to from basically the Wynn to Planet Hollywood, and I was probably 2/3 of the way. And this was at
several blocks.
Yeah, several blocks, Margaritaville, and this woman was crossing the street at an area where this is jaywalking, and jaywalking on the Strip is a pretty big deal. There's a fence running down the middle of this particular area. It's a decorative fence, mm-hmm. but how she got through there, I don't even know. Did she get dropped off?
The fence runs down what? The middle of the median. The median, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how she got where she was. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to her. I just noticed this woman. She was talking to herself. People talk to themselves in Las Vegas. She was, saying something to the effect of, who does that guy think he is, or something like that. And, she comes up on the sidewalk there. She's going to cross behind me. And so I'm pulling my bag, and I feel this kind of funny bump. I didn't really, think anything about the person that was, I'd just seen. I just felt this funny bump. I looked back, looked to the other side behind me just to see whether the suitcase had done anything. Nothing was weird. So, I continued walking, and I didn't really stop. I was just looking while I walked 3 or 4 more steps, and she begins hollering about how I broke her toenail. And she comes there, I stopped. This woman's yelling, and she showed me in fact, broken toenail. There's no doubt about that. Now, I don't know if she broke her toenail on my suitcase, if she intentionally put it there, mm-hmm. whether she just ran into the back of my suitcase, but I felt about as responsible as I would if I was driving an 18-wheeler and somebody hit my taillight, which is to say, not responsible for the accident, right?
Okay.
You know, as an adult, you need to look out where you're walking.
You did not purposely run her over. You did not even know she was there.
I didn't hit her. Yeah, I didn't hit her. She hit me. She hit my suitcase. So, you know, from that standpoint, I said, I'm terribly sorry, but I didn't really feel responsible. I gave platitudes. I gave lip service to the situation. I wasn't rude. Like, hey, you dummy, look where you're going. I didn't say those things. Security, on the other hand, saw the incident, said that it was her fault, sent her on her way.
Oh, okay.
She didn't particularly like that, and she had something to say to them, but, you know, they ran her off. Look, I don't know why this lady was dressed up in full makeup with, you know, stick-on eyelashes and, you know, pedicures and flip-flops and, you know, an evening dress at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to guess that her occupation was hooker, okay?
Okay.
That's just me taking a guess, 45 years of experience in life and what might go on in Las Vegas. And you can say that I'm, you know, being stereotypical or whatever. That's up to you. So she goes on down. Remember, you can only go forward or back here, and she goes the direction I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
She saw the direction I had to go, and that's the direction she was going. I didn't really think much about it. I probably could have gone into Margaritaville and, I don't know, played the slots for a few minutes and waited for the coast to clear. I didn't really think about doing that. But
you just thought, oh, that's a crazy person.
That's whatever. Mostly what I thought.
Right.
Well, the crazy person was waiting for me around the corner as mm-hmm. I went down the way. And then she begins hollering for the police. She says, I'm going to pay her $100 for her toe, which is now fractured as opposed to just the toenail being broken. Mm-hmm. And she's calling for security and police and these sorts of things. I'm like, look, you just talked to security, and they told you were at fault and that, you know, to forget this. She doesn't want that security. She wants new security that she can tell a story to rather than...
Because they saw it happen.
Right.
Right.
So...
The other security.
So I'm like, look, if you want to call the police, that's fine, but I'm going this way, and you can come with me. Well, she says she's not going to call the police because, you know, she doesn't want, because I'm not waiting, basically. She attempts to, she grabs my shirt, you know, she's trying to stop me. I remove her shirt bodily, her hand bodily from my shirt, and she attempts to slap me in the face.
Wow.
Now, 8.5 years in prison, I'm hard to hit in the face.
Okay.
Okay? Just a little clue
you,
for you.
You did boxing in prison, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, as best we could, yes.
Yeah.
And so I dodged her. She reached to, like, scratch at my face a couple of times. I dodged those things. I just didn't really think of what, you know, the possibilities were here. I never felt physically threatened.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I felt this little woman trying to slap at me. Just wasn't that threatening. And... within a few steps, she grabs my glasses off of my face.
Hmm.
Now, it's not that I can't see without my glasses, but I can't see well without my glasses.
Okay.
I'm also in a suit and pulling a 50-pound suitcase behind me.
Yep.
Running's not an option.
Now, this is Vegas. Yeah, I know it's 10 in the morning, but it's got to still be a lot of people on the streets. So
there were some people around, but they...
and they're like, whoa, we don't want to have anything to do
right.
with this.
They're basically, well, what's this look like?
Right.
You know, it looks like
the
guy who's having trouble with his hooker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately what it looks like. Nobody cares if you're having trouble with your hooker negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked nothing like this woman had, just found me out of off the street and then began hassling me. Generally, when people have trouble with hookers in Vegas, it's because they've in some way or another initiated the action or at least been party to the action. I had been party to nothing other than pulling a suitcase along. So I understand why people didn't want to be involved, but I will point out that it is really worth pointing out at this point, this is female privilege. Okay?
You know, Had you been attacking her?
Yeah, right. If my wife had been along and she'd have decked this lady right in the teeth, then it would have been a completely different situation, you know? Or whatever had happened. If I'd have had a woman, I would have been protected. But I didn't in that circumstance. Because I was male, no one would help me. And because I was male, I probably couldn't even hit her. I honestly never considered hitting this woman. A lot of people have mentioned the notion to me since then. But It would have probably, it looked like she could take a punch, right? It's like, this probably wouldn't be her first punch.
A little rough and tumble.
Well, she's a hooker in Vegas. I mean, it's not like she's ever, never been punched before.
All right, so she grabs your glasses, and we'll continue the story here in moments. And if you've got a good robbery story on the streets, you want to share that with us, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, hindsight's 20/20, so what would you have done differently if you were in the same situation? It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition of the program, and of course you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with Mark's story about his robbery, which is pretty atypical kind of a robbery. Normally you think of somebody holding a knife to somebody's back or a gun or something like that. In this case, we don't know if this lady had any kind of weaponry whatsoever, but she managed to steal your glasses from you, Mark, and we'll tell you, listeners, the rest of the story here in moments that, again, happened on the streets of Vegas, on the Strip, right?
Yep, right on the Strip, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, so we'll tell you the rest of that story. Also, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out and download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at JAXX.io or your favorite app store, and it's cross-platform, which means you can get the Jax wallet for your smartphone, tablet, or personal computer, your desktop, your laptop, Windows, Mac, Linux, even browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox, of course, iOS and Android device versions as well. And all of those will allow you to access your Bitcoin and Ether and DAO tokens. And apparently they're going to be adding more currencies in the future with the Jax wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. You might know him as the creator of CryptoKit and longtime Free Talk Live listener and supporter. Super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. So if you lose your phone, not the end of the world as long as you've gone through the backup process. That should be one of the first things you do once you get it installed. And by the way, there's Shapeshift integration now, which is a relatively new feature with Jax, which is awesome because it allows you to convert easily from one cryptocurrency to another right there in the Jax wallet. It's pretty awesome. Go check it out. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jax. Go to JAXX.io. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand, JAXX.io. Or again, you go to your favorite app store. It's available through that as well. So, Mark, you're on the streets of Vegas. This is last week. There's some lady who claims you ran her toe over, broke her toe, allegedly. First, it was a broken toenail, and then it was just a fractured toe or something. So it got worse, apparently. Within how many minutes are we talking about here? How long did this go on, estimate?
I'm going to call it 10.
10 minutes. So she's haranguing you on the streets over the alleged broken toe. Security in front of a hotel says, look, lady, this is some kind of scam. Leave this guy alone. And so she gets off the property of that hotel and then waits for you up the street, where she continues to then begins to assault you at that point, grabs your shirt, and then ultimately grabs your glasses right off of your face. And that's where we left the story.
And this isn't, you know, I do have a pair of sort of throwaway glasses that I got for like $100 off the internet, but I'm not wearing those. I'm wearing my good glasses that I got from the optometrist.
And why wouldn't you? Yeah.
And anybody who wears glasses is familiar with the costs here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can get a pair of glasses from the optometrist for less than $500.
Wow.
But you know, they're expensive, and you get the, you know, the high level of service, and you know, they're really great when they're clean. I can see perfect, and that's, or as perfect as I can, because I have you know, I have a problem that most people aren't familiar with. I have a lesion on my retina.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, and it's growing, and I'll probably lose sight in that eye entirely. But up to this point, I'm just trying to be able to see.
So, on the positive side, you can wear an eye patch then.
Yeah, well, I can wear a monocle right now. Because the vision in the other eye is fine.
You don't see enough monocles.
No, that's because you really can't don't get one made.
Really?
Really? What am I going to do? How am I going to get a monocle made and then wear it? So anyway. Yeah, because the one side of these glasses is all it is the
see-through
transition. Yeah. Well, transition for reading glasses.
Okay.
So, I mean, it holds reading glasses on my face.
Got it.
Anyway, the lady takes my glasses from me. So these are, what, $800 glasses or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. My wife said that was a little high, but whatever. That's the number that was flashing through my head when she grabbed them. And a slow speed chase ensued up and down the escalators. We were on the crosswalk, which goes over the street at this point. And so I'm going down the escalators, up the escalators. I'm like, this lady has my glasses. People are like, you know, whatever.
None of my business.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wanted anything to do with me and whatever problem I'm having with what appeared to be a hooker, you know.
Right.
So.
Hey, you should have paid the lady. Right. That's what they're thinking.
That's what they're thinking, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, you got whatever you got, pal. You started a situation with a hooker. Well, I didn't have any idea what was going on, and she just kind of found me. So at some point or another, we believe me, this is why I think that this lady doesn't do the robbery thing for a living. She goes into the elevator, the handicap elevator, back up to the crosswalk,
okay,
with me by ourselves. Now, you don't steal somebody's grown man's glasses
and then get into an elevator.
And be a 5 foot tall woman and then get into an elevator
alone.
With no one alone, yeah, with him. So, but again, I never considered hitting this person.
Okay.
And this whole time, you know, like physical force never entered
even
my mind.
Even though you probably would have been in your within your rights
from,
to
according to the non-aggression principle. But let's talk about that football player from a couple of years ago who hit his girlfriend who was assaulting him on video.
Yeah. It usually doesn't look good in the
public NFL
image.
And everybody wanted his skin. They wanted his head on a pike.
Wow.
And all he did was strike back at a person who was hitting on him. So if I had hit this person and managed to get my glasses back, how would it have looked for me? It's not like I can't, it's not like I don't have some level of fame. It could be a pretty bad thing for Free Talk Live and me if I would have decked her. I don't know. Again, it looked like this lady could take a punch. You know what I mean? So you don't, this isn't Hollywood. You don't just hit somebody one time. If you hit somebody one time, you make them very angry.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to knock, if you're going to hit somebody, you hit them until they stay on the ground. That's the way these things go. This isn't Queensberry rules or anything like that once the glasses are stolen. I don't, you know, not about that. So I had, you know, I'd never...
You're trying to persuade her to give the glasses back.
Right. She's not persuadable.
She gets in the elevator, you follow her in there.
Yeah, she's not persuadable. She wants $100.
And what is she doing with the glasses? She have them in her hand, like, holding them away from you?
She was holding them
in her purse?
At first, she was holding them up over the rail. She was going to throw them in the street. Once we got in the elevator, she put them up underneath her shoe, and she was standing, had her leg up over them. Like she was going to crush them.
Oh.
She did have them in her hand for a period of time in the elevator and then thought better of that position.
Yeah.
And so then puts it underneath her foot. That's where I'm at. I'm, you know, my, either you want the glasses back or you don't, pal. And
right,
she doesn't really care at this point. One way or the other, she's angry at me for whatever it is that her perceived slight. So I felt like I got nothing I can do. I negotiated the $100 down to $47, and that's what I had sort of in my pocket, I thought. But it turned out my wife had given me another $100 bill, so then I'm like, oh, geez. Now I pull the money out, and I've got a $100 bill after this. Told this lady I didn't have $100. Nonetheless, I managed to get the glasses for $47. As I'm, and she gave them to me, I gave her the money. As I'm walking away, I put them back in my face, and then I turn back around to her and say, oh, I better put these in my pocket. Something might happen to them. And that's the last time I saw the glasses-stealing hooker in Vegas.
Wow. How far into your vacation or the trip was that?
We had arrived at the hotel maybe an
same
hour.
Day. Okay.
Yeah, an hour, and then walking down the strip, maybe a half an hour tops. So hour and a half there on Vegas, robbed at 10 o'clock in the morning on the strip in front of Margaritaville. Yeah.
The toll-free number tonight, if you've got a robbery story you want to tell, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'd also be interested in ideas on how I could have handled this better. I guess I'm always looking for that. How could I have done this better?
All right, well, we can look at that. And if you've got a suggestion, dial on in here and join us. You can also call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday edition of the program. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the sites. If you would like to help support the show, one of the ways that you can do that is by amping Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We talked actually in detail about the status of the AMP program on last night's show in the after show, which is something that only podcast listeners get access to. So if you didn't get to hear, if you're a radio listener and you've never checked that out, you should go to freetalklive.com, download last night's show, and you can hear about it. It was about a half hour long after show that we threw in there to kind of talk about the latest on the satellite fundraiser and the AMP program and just some other stuff. So please go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for $5 a month through any major credit card, via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard. We're working on Bitcoin. I do not have an ETA on the completion of that feature, but it is being investigated as we speak. But you can join the AMP program right now, and it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So please get behind the show. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live, to support the message of liberty and peace going out around the world and around the United States. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to special perks like the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Ricky, he's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Yes.
Ricky, you're on the air.
Brother Mark, I'd love
yes,
you, Ricky. Guy.
Thank you.
No problem. I had a quick question a little bit for Mark, and then I had one question for you, if it's okay, Ian.
Sure.
Okay, first of all, Mark, I know you were out of town, but Ian's aware of this. I seem to be drawing a lot of attention from some.
From whom?
What does
I
that
am
mean?
Having, like the individual from, says he was from Huntington, PA. But that's not what I'm calling tonight.
Well, if you're not calling about it, then why'd you mention it?
Well, because that goes to my second question. Just hang in there, please.
Okay,
now,
all right.
Now, Mark, if I could. I have
you are here. Go for it.
I mean, I'm having a little difficulty amping because of the things I'm involved in, because I'm looking to reverse engineer BBNT. I will
what
be amping.
BBNT? The bank?
Yes. I have what that's why it's dangerous for me to call in your show. That's why I throw so much attention.
Reverse
now, that being
engineer.
Said.
Yeah, I'm lost right
said.
Now.
This is reverse engineer.
Don't be lost. Please don't hang up.
Well, you need. I'm not hanging up on you, but you've got to answer this question, because I was going to ask the same thing, Mark, and that is, what do you mean reverse engineer a bank? You're going to break in?
Like you would an EXE. Basically, I'm going to take down that illegal takeover, and I have the evidence to do it. And by the way, Mark. No, okay. Really. Really?
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, because you'd called previously, I want our listeners to be brought up to speed, you'd called previously saying that BBNT was going to be buying out some local Pennsylvania-based bank, and you claimed that that's illegal.
Yeah, it would, because it's unconstitutional, pursuant to Section 25 and 26. And
why do you care so much about this other bank?
Because they already took over 41 branches of Citibank in Texas. They then took over the Bank of Kentucky. This is when they were started disguising it as mergers. Then they hit Susquehanna and then National Penn Bank. Started the Penn part, the last of it, by William Penn himself.
Okay.
So I do that.
Doesn't explain to me why you care. It's just a bank.
Because it's a Commonwealth bank. In Pennsylvania, we go by Commonwealth law. My lawyer is a Commonwealth lawyer who practices Commonwealth law. Now,
okay, so.
What was important about tonight was I wanted to talk to Mark about amping. And,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, see, Mark, back when I was in business, I don't give to many charities. I will a Salvation Army, or it's my hand to someone else's because of special interest groups.
Okay.
See, I believe in you, Mark, and I believe you're pure. And I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the show yesterday, you mentioned about when somewhere has, how did you put it exactly, has, it's for the people, by the people, and the ability with the electorate and all of that. Remember that last night?
I'm not entirely certain of what you're referring to. No, I'm sorry.
Well, basically that you can vote in and vote out everybody you want based on good behavior. Kind of.
Okay.
Okay, it works like this. You see, in Pennsylvania, now I'm going to give you the numbers you need to look at. And if you look at the copy of 1968, we're talking Section 2. We're talking Section... Well,
what are you talking about? Are you still talking about the bank takeover?
No. I'm passing.
You're all over the map, Ricky. You've got to focus in like a laser.
I am focused.
So, well, maybe in your head you're focused, but I'm telling you, when you've been calling the show, and you've called now every night for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and maybe slightly longer than that.
How about the individual who threatened you? He obviously had, remember Greg, the man that said he was a black man and said you could ask him a question as a black man? You asked him about open carrying a gun. We both know.
Are we talking about like weeks ago? That didn't happen last night. Look, what I'm trying to tell you, Ricky, is that you're all over the map. It is near to impossible to understand. Like, you can speak sentences and talk to someone, but the more sentences you speak, the more confusing you become. So at first you're talking about reverse engineering this bank. Now you're talking about things that had happened last night on the show or on previous shows.
Let me slow down.
I don't think that's going to help, but go ahead. Try.
Okay. When I was talking about BBNT and I was mentioning the things that some were laughing at, I drew his attention because he called in. Greg from Hutchinson, he says he was from Hutchinson, Pennsylvania. And
okay.
I say he's not from Pennsylvania. I know one thing, and he thinks I'm...
You think this is a conspiracy theory, that there's people who work for the bank that are trying to stop you from the takeover?
No, I know what he wants. I know what he wants. He wants me, because of what I'm saying.
And what does he want with you? Does he want to have sex with you? Does he want to kill you?
No.
What is it that he wants from you? Money?
Because I'm speaking out as an anti-federalist, a Jeffersonian.
So you think you're 200 years too late.
You think he called into the show to sort of call you out? Is that the idea?
I think he did, and he also threatened Ian, and I'll tell you why.
I don't remember being threatened on this show, Ricky. You might be living in an alternative universe.
Well, do you remember asking about open carry?
Where things happen.
Let him say. Go ahead, open carry.
Remember what he said, Ian?
No.
No, I don't remember anything.
You, as a host, can ask me a question as a black man. That immediately made him a racist. Second of all, he put...
No, it doesn't.
Barrel too.
No, that doesn't make him a racist. A racist is somebody who believes that one race is superior to another. And saying something about being black does not mean that you are a racist. Look, Ricky, I know you had another point, but you know this has been way too much on the first one, so thanks for the call. You can call another night and confuse the hell out of us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm trying. I really... You know, I try my best to understand what people are saying. I ask questions to try to clarify a situation, but when somebody is just so beyond into the realm of their own mind or whatever it is that's going on with Ricky, it gets really difficult.
I'm not entirely sure what it was all about either, but okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Toll-free number
all
here.
Best.
855-450-FREE. You can join us, the toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. He was saying he was trying to amp, but because of who he is or whatever, he can't do it. Look, you can amp the show with a prepaid credit card as far as I know. I mean, so if you really wanted to amp Free Talk Live, you would find a way to accomplish that. Heck, we'll even take, you know, gold or silver. I mean, there have been people who've contacted us like, hey, can I send you this gold or silver? Well, I mean, actually, it's silver. No one's ever sent gold. But, you know, can I send you a few ounces of silver? Sure. I mean, it doesn't really do much for the show because we can't spend the silver on anything of use. We'd have to cash it out and then spend it on stuff or, you know, have somebody buy it for Bitcoin. But we can hold on to it, and I appreciate it. So whenever somebody wants to give to Free Talk Live, I definitely appreciate it. In fact, one of our listeners in federal prison is giving his entire federal paycheck to Free Talk Live, 50 cents per month.
I think his paycheck's 75, and he just gives 50%. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it 50% of his paycheck?
No, it's more than 50%.
Well, whatever it is, it's a huge chunk of this man's income, and I appreciate it. Even though it's a small amount to us, to him, that's a lot of money. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, there's a huge fence going up all around the Philadelphia convention site for the Democratic National Convention that is expected to start tomorrow. We can talk about some of the security measures there. Plus, last week, apparently, the FBI conducted a no-knock, no-warrant raid on activists during the Republican National Convention. We'll tell you about that here when we get a chance. But your calls come first to the phones and to the fun. We go to Greg in Pennsylvania. And we had a guy on, Ricky, earlier talking about a Greg who'd called in. And I don't remember everybody who calls the show. I couldn't even tell you who called last night. So I didn't remember you, Greg. But as soon as your face showed up on Skype, I instantly remembered you because you're recognizable and memorable. So here you are. I guess you were the Greg he was talking about.
Yeah, Ricky was referring to me. I don't know Ricky from anybody. But yeah, Ricky, I'm in Pennsylvania and I'm getting into your head. I simply called you guys probably about a week ago. We were talking about the carry law in Cleveland, just in fact in time for the Republican convention. And I wanted you to share what your feelings were on whether or not that was something that we should be able to do. And it just so happens I happen to be a black guy. I mean, I've been black all my life. I actually tell people I started out in radio. I was blind and blue-eyed, and this is what happens when you get burnt out after 45 years. But now, Ricky, there's no conspiracy. I don't even know these guys. I call them from time to time. We run their network on my network. I looked for some alternative programming because we do mostly sports locally and regionally, and quite frankly, you guys do a hell of a good job. But I think Ricky's saying I'm getting into his head somehow.
Well, that he's definitely something's in his head. I don't know if it's
alien. Be a very significant phone call for him
is
to
a regular caller of yours. Or
he
something?
Is one of our newest chronic callers. Yes, he calls the show every single night.
Dude, whatever you're smoking, man, give it up. You know what I'm saying? It's like move on with your life. Yeah, there's no conspiracy here. I don't know these guys. I'm close to Penn State University. I'm like an old dude, you know what I'm saying? I deal with geeks, like young techie people. I'm a geezer, and quite frankly, I can't hurt anyone.
All right. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that. But somebody who's a paranoid a conspiracy theorist is, of course, not going to believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
That's true. That's true.
You might as well be shouting at a fan.
You make for interesting dialogue, anyhow.
So what else is going on in your world, Greg? Anything you want to share about the conventions or anything that's on your mind?
So interesting enough, I'm watching 60 Minutes tonight, and I'm watching Hillary and her running mate. I believe the governor of one of the states?
Virginia,
and,
I think.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Democratic convention after that circus last week with the Republicans. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to vote Libertarian this year. But then again, you know, I want my vote to count.
Come on. Your vote will be counted if you vote Libertarian.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I mean,
you might not be voting for the winner, but ultimately, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump who wins, we're all going to lose.
If the winner wins by 10,000 votes, and you're only the difference between 9,999 and 10,000, so you might as well vote. Mathematically, there has never been an instance where one person has made a difference in a presidential election in the U.S. So you might as well vote what you prefer.
I think you should vote what's closest to your belief system. It's odds are good none of the presidential contenders will be in line with you on everything, but someone is going to be a little bit better than the rest of the pack.
My philosophy is, quite frankly, this. At the age of 62, and I've seen a lot of elections, you know, and I went through the Vietnam era and that whole deal, and I spent most of my life in music radio. The reality is, here's where I'm at. It's like, yeah, I have to vote for basically my conscience, you know, and the bottom line is there are certain things that I believe in because of my belief system and the way I grew up. And unfortunately, I've seen a lot of things happen to black people over years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
See the bill of goods that they sell us in the Democratic Party, of course, the Republican Party, the party of Lincoln. And he freed the slaves. So if he would not have freed us, I could probably still be working on something.
He didn't really, though, did he? I mean,
no, he didn't. He did.
Lincoln actually fought the Civil War to keep the Union together. He didn't really care.
He didn't free a slave in a country that he was president of.
Boy, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Like every other politician, he's just a scumbag, just like the rest of them are today. But, you know, as far as people being abused and their rights, you know, obviously the police do not treat minorities very well. They don't treat poor people very well. And I suspect that the police state.
It depends on the city.
I think that the police state is going to continue under both Trump and Clinton. Probably Jill Stein from the Green Party and Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party are two characters who, are at the very least, understand the problem with the police state. What they're willing to do about it, I don't know. But
those two folks will garner some votes, but the reality is where are those votes coming from? Either Hillary or from Donald.
That's false. That's not necessarily true. There are a number of people who have never voted who would vote for a third party if they knew about them. There are people who are frustrated with the Republicans and the Democrats, and they're not wanting to vote for either one of them anyway.
And my vote doesn't belong to Trump or Clinton, so it doesn't come from them. It comes from me. So.
Well, here we need to aside to the rhetoric that Ricky just spilled out. It's like, Ricky, we're not out to get you. It's like, dude, just come to the table and speak some half-decent dialogue, and I think everybody will be okay with that.
Greg, thanks for your call. I appreciate the call. You always sound good, by the way. Appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Good audio.
Yeah, the radio guys, they're good at that.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. But you can have good audio, too, just by calling us on Skype. It's almost always better. Unless you've got a bad internet connection, then it's all jumpy. But if you've got a good connection, it's almost always better to have you on Skype because you sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us when you're on Skype. So Skype username is lrn.fm. Security measures are being ramped up around Philadelphia convention site. Story being reported. Now, I'd heard that there were a lot of fences down in Cleveland as well, so this may not be that different from what happened in Cleveland. But the claim is that the Democratic National Committee has erected a 4-mile fence around its convention site at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
That's a high level of dedication, a 4-mile fence.
Right. The fence appears to be about 8 feet tall, is intended to keep out any individuals with whom the Democratic Party leaders, delegates, and other liberal elites would rather not mingle. And I suspect that will be the Bernie Sanders supporters. Mm. Those are the people who are intending, as my understanding, to come out to Philly next week and make themselves known and make themselves heard during this convention, because they, and rightfully so, are livid about what has happened with their candidate. Mind you, I'm not a supporter of Bernie Sanders. I'm not a supporter of Hillary Clinton.
But I can see why people are upset. For one, I feel like, you know, Clinton's just a very status quo candidate,
yes,
and a lot of people have lots of problems with her. Secondarily, it seems like the DNC from those emails was in collusion with the Clinton campaign.
Sure, seems
that's
like
a real
it.
Problem as far as I'm concerned, that they're supposed to, they've taken a pledge to remain unbiased, and then they're biased, right?
Right. The boss of the DNC just resigned today, apparently. So literally just hours before the convention.
I guess she thought it was serious.
Yeah, is scheduled to kick off. Well, right. She's resigning already, and we know that WikiLeaks has said that they've only released part one of the series of emails. So maybe she knows what is yet to come. Maybe there are even more revealing and more outrageous emails that have yet to be released by WikiLeaks. Anyway, they're erecting this huge fence around the site because I've heard there may be as many as 50,000 protesters up there in Philly next week, and it could get pretty contentious. Now, if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why anybody would want to go up and spend time at a political convention like this, I don't really know. But I guess I do understand why, let's say, a Damo Freeman from Copblock would do it, because there are a lot of police, and the police are oppressing people's rights. So that seems like a good reason to go out and hit the streets. But to go out and protest because your candidate didn't win or because you don't like the status quo in the party, look, these party rulers in the Democratic or the Republican Party, they're not going to go away. Just because Debbie Schultz or whatever her name is has resigned, it doesn't mean that the DNC is all of a sudden going to get cleaned up, that all of a sudden, you know, people are going to start playing by the rules or whatever. Maybe they'll just be more careful with how they send their emails.
You're
the
just saying that the protests won't do any good. But, yeah. I mean, have you ever participated in a protest that you didn't think was going to do any good?
Sure, but I usually don't go much further than down the street.
I can understand why people would go for the Democratic National Convention to express their upset. I support them out there.
Oh, I don't. I'm not saying
they're
I don't
Americans.
Support
they have the right to protest.
Yep.
And the idea that you're going to line up what appear to be, for all intents and purposes, a bunch of stormtroopers along the road to bop people in the head. Well, I think that's a problem.
No, I totally agree with you there. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But how much money are you willing to spend to go and wave a sign outside of a place where you're not going to do anything to change it? Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.